This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, if I wasn't principled, I would actually beg Trump to be an authoritarian dictator right now. Because I think that's the only answer to this crap. Tucker Carlson is dealing with the hate mob. He addressed the potential illegal activity of Media Matters last night in his opening monologue. Here is that clip.
Media Matters is a George Soros-funded lobbying organization whose sole mission is to punish critics of the Democratic Party. Media Matters often uses propaganda from the Southern Poverty Law Center to bully corporations, news executives, and tech companies into punishing people it doesn't like. Not surprisingly, the media love Media Matters. One former employee described the group's relationship with MSNBC this way, quote, "We were pretty much writing their prime time." When Media Matters issued a press release, MSNBC picks it up, quote, verbatim. Media Matters staffers once explained that the organization's close relationships with journalists in the National Press Corps were vast. Here are some quotes. Quote,
I remember Alex Jones used to report on this years ago when I first started listening. He literally said everything they do on CNN, mainly MSNBC, and all this mainstream news is just talking points from Media Matters. Now they just admit it.
I want him to write. The people at Huffington Post were always eager to cooperate. Jim Rainey at the LA Times took a lot of our stuff. Brian Stelter at the New York Times was helpful. Well, Brian Stelter has since left the New York Times. He's now the House eunuch at CNN, announcing proclamations from his tiny king, Jeff Zucker. He takes his talking points, though, still from Media Matter. Here's Zucker's puppet.
Pretty good right there, a little Brian Stelter puppeteer.
What Fox does in primetime is resentment television, making you resent liberals and others who are trying to hurt you. That's the message from Fox. I think all of this matters. It's about decency and standards.
Coming from the most resentful,
the corrosive
Humpty Dumpty ever because Trump is in office and CNN is losing.
Involving some of these hosts.
There's no Russian collusion.
It's about decency, cries the eunuch. We must have decency. By which the eunuch means less disobeying, more obedience. Stop criticizing the program. Or else. This is the face of state media. Why does Fox even exist, they wonder? We've got 11 other perfectly good cable channels, all of them approved by management and obedient to the people in charge. How could anybody watch something different? Fox can't be legitimate. They must be lying. Their viewers must be stupid. Listen to Don Lemon and the governor's brother tell you why Fox News shouldn't even be allowed.
As journalists, we have to give you the facts. What happens there is you don't talk about the substance of what you said. Or if it's factual or not, you don't talk about that. What you do is you say, everybody's out to get me. Mm-hmm. Everyone is out to get conservatives. You just say, oh, there's outrage on the left and they have Trump derangement syndrome and they're always out to look without ever addressing the substance.
They're not about facts, they're about feelings.
But then their audience just eats it up.
Hold on. Can we have a moment of silence? I'd like to take a moment of silence. Intellect, common sense, logic, and reasoning are dead. Okay, continue with Don Lemon.
Don Lemon is calling you dumb. Savor the moment. But there's an ominous undertone to all of this.
Hold on. It's not just that. That you can hear the full video is. I think it's on Infowars.com. It's not just that Don Lemon is calling you dumb. I mean. They're sitting here. I'm stunned. I don't even know what to do. I mean, this everything is so ass backwards right now, and the president is just like going along with it. I mean, I'm just sick of it, dude. I'm done. Manafort gets 7.5 years simply because he worked with Trump. Podesta gets nothing. Epstein walks free. CNN is saying that conservatives go by feelings and not facts. I mean, you people think there's 700 genders. I mean, wow. Emergency message from Alex Jones on the other side, folks. This is Share these links, folks. Spread the links. There's nobody left in media.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. With heavy heart, I'm forced to report the facts to you, my friends. President Trump is betraying America. President Trump is throwing America's free speech overboard to the wolves of big tech. President Trump, it appears, has been bought off and is compromised. A few months ago, I got really angry at my old friend of 20 years, Joe Rogan, because I knew that Joe was smart and that he was aware of the coordinated censorship taking place against nationalists, against conservatives, against Christians, against patriots. And that it was un-American what was happening, and that he has undoubtedly the biggest continual podcast in the world. That's incredible. He probably has 10 million listeners a day now. And I'm very proud that he now has woken up and had myself on to 99% positive reviews to say that censorship is wrong and needs to be dealt with. And they had Jack Dorsey, as he promised me he would do, back on the next week and grilled the hell out of him with Tim Pool. So when I say this about Trump, I say this because just like Joe needed to be confronted to get him out of his, I guess, malaise days, whatever, and I say that lovingly, President Trump needs to be confronted in hardcore. Because Trump knows exactly what's going on way more than Joe Rogan does. In an in-depth Breitbart interview linked up on InfoWars.com that I'll go to in a moment, Trump lays out the internal videos at Google, at YouTube, at Facebook, at Twitter that myself and Veritas and others got and had put together in legal documents and sent to him last year. I had three different law firms send three different reports with connections to the White House right to him. Their response was to ban me off the internet for doing it. That's how big tech responded. They saw it as a threat it was to their tyranny. They're setting up combines. They're setting up monopolies. They're setting up cartels. They're racketeering. They're violating our civil rights. An organized corporate system to suppress whole groups and classes of people. They can argue, well, there's no such thing as political oppression. Yes, there is. And there are laws against political oppression. But there are also laws on oppressing Christians. And that's the main group that's being targeted. So the president has become completely derelict in his duty. And he gives this big, long interview and says, oh, I know it's terrible. I've seen the videos where they're coordinating, suppressing us. We've got to be good. We've got to really behave ourselves and not get banned. They're banning Prager University. They're banning people like the son of Billy Graham. They're going after everybody. They want Trump taken off Twitter. And then it's even worse, Mr. President. You allow Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, and the rest of them to go before Congress and say there is no censorship, there is no manipulation of links, that it's all an algorithm when you can go to Google and pay to not just have your story or your video or your movie trailer at the top as an ad, but that you pay now for the top placement. And we have all the internal Google documents and internal employees. The stuff comes out every day. The new Marvel comic movie coming out, Captain Marvel. All the documents have come out on that. All the screenshots, all the internal emails where it was super unpopular, so they rigged it. Rotten Tomatoes was an accurate site till about 2 years ago, and Hollywood just bought it off. So now the worst movies out there get the top reviews and win Oscars. Just like the college admissions scam. Conspiracy. Just like all of this stuff, it's rigged, rigged, rigged. And the Republican neocon blue bloods have been quarterbacking through NewsGuard and these other systems what's actually happening. There's a partnership between top Republicans and top lobbyists and groups like News Corp that want all of the advertising money in elections to go through television and through approved means on the internet So they have deals with Facebook, Twitter, and Google to not ban their super PACs. But this is really all to shut down all the small PACs and all the more effective groups. Well, I'm not involved in a PAC. I'm not involved in political stuff. I've never taken political money. I'm not involved in all that. I stay out of it. I am promoting an ideology of freedom. But the truth is, the Republican Party is bought off and is in bed with Google and Silicon Valley and is part of this. And they've been lobbying Trump at a corporate level, and they've been giving billions and billions of dollars to the Republicans, and Trump is knowingly and consciously cutting us loose, letting us twist in the wind, and saying, you go ahead and you censor them as much as you want. And then he tells us, yeah, I know it's terrible what's happening to you, and I've been promising an executive order to stop this, but now I'm not even going to do it if I get reelected, he basically says in the interview. He just goes, you better behave yourself. So that's like telling a woman that gets kidnapped off the street and she's getting gang raped in the back of some van or in some shack out in the countryside, you know, you better spread your legs good back behind your ears and you better beg them and tell them, you know, that you love it. And maybe they won't slit your throat. So Trump lied to us about the vaccines and how he was going to expose it. You know, damn well Barron got hurt by him, but came back, hadn't done it. He said he would do a lot of other things that he hasn't done. And now he's starting to make noises against the Second Amendment. And all I can think is maybe they've compromised the president because he's starting to slide sideways. I like him standing up against the Chi-Coms and Huawei. I like him trying to defend our border. I like a lot of the things the president's doing. He's a hell of a lot better than Hillary Clinton. But here's the deal. Hillary Clinton ain't president, son. We put you in the White House. And a lot of us had our lives pretty much destroyed to try to get this republic back. And now you want to sit there in Breitbart in an insulting, incredibly disgusting exercise. And you want to sit there and you want to tell us that we've got to just sit there and take it. Well, I'm not taking it. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very angry. I'm very, very mad. The only time I got this mad at Trump was after they caught the rebels staging three chemical attacks. And Trump did the right thing and said, we're not going to war with Syria. Then he attacked a bunch of the sites. And I got really upset. Later, he did actually pull out or attempt to pull out. And so, again, I praise the president for that. But there's a love-hate situation going on here because if you read his interview at Breitbart.com, it's posted at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, it's disgusting. I mean, here, let me pull it up for you right now. Trump planned to fight big tech censorship. Listen to this. Trump planned to fight big tech censorship. You fight it by just being good. You've got to be really good. It's really run by a small number of people. In an interview with Breitbart News on Monday, President Trump came up short when asked whether he had any plans to fight big tech censorship in the 2020 election. And he goes on to say, I understand a lot of people wanting to look into it. I mean, normally I'd like to say, let it be free, but it's not free, Trump said. It's really run by a small number of people. The president also referred to reports from Breitbart News exposing tech giants against tech bias against conservatives and companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google. It's not bias, it's coordinated censorship. Now we've seen it. Now we've caught them. Now we've seen the speeches. We've seen the in-house little videos that somehow got released to me. That's a very big scandal, he said. Good rhetoric, but zero serious policy proposals. The president specifically criticized Twitter for blacklisting conservatives on their platform. Good. It's like throwing somebody overboard and then saying, sorry, you're drowning. When asked by Breitbart News reporter Charlie Spearing about how he planned to fight tech bias in the 2020 election, he replied, you fight it by being good. You've got to be really good. It's much harder for conservative Republicans to win than it is for liberal Democrats. There's no indication he would use the power vested in him to demand an antitrust investigation of these blatant monopolies. No indication he would sign an executive order on social media censorship, which he floated last year. No indication he would use discrimination laws to go after PayPal and others who are blatantly discriminating against right-wingers for their First Amendment protected political speech. We've all just got to be really good. Be best, one might say. Yeah, you can have all these Islamic people in Congress saying America sucks and, you know, communism and socialism is great in Venezuela. You can have all this garbage going on. You can have Antifa going around and beating people in the head with bike locks. But when PayPal bans a bunch of innocent conservative Christian groups, the president doesn't do a damn thing when his own son, Don Jr., goes all over the news and begs his father to do something and begs the people to lobby his father. But let's listen to Don Jr. and other patriots. Let's call the White House. Let's go to Trump events. Let's call talk radio. Let's call C-SPAN. Let's get this audio file that'll be posted at Infowars.com out to everybody and say, look, we've got a lot of fire under Trump's ass to get him to take action, or he's screwed, we're all screwed, the country's screwed. This is such a blind spot for the president. He's got a bunch of neocon advisors controlling him and manipulating him, and being nice is not going to get his attention. I've talked to a lot of folks that are very close to the president, and they say the only way you get his attention is absolutely getting angry and upset and lobbying the hell out of him. So, ladies and gentlemen, Trump doesn't understand the internet. He's 72 years old. He understands a lot of things. He doesn't get what's happening. He doesn't understand. He still thinks, well, there's some misbehavior. That's why we're being taken down. No, we have the internal documents. Google said it's to stop Republicans getting elected in the future. Jim Jordan gets it. Nunes gets it. A few others get it. The Texas congressman, Gowdy, gets it. Trump doesn't get it, and it's time to make damn sure he does. Period. Trump is throwing us overboard. He's throwing himself overboard, and we cannot put up with this garbage. But regardless of what he does, we're going to continue to file lawsuits. You're going to continue to spread the articles and the videos. We're going to continue to march forward against this garbage. One way or another, we're going to win. And nationalism and patriots are being elected all over the world, and nothing is going to stop the march of human enlightenment and the new renaissance. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take your phone calls on the other side of this break. One simple question. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I kind of feel like a boxer right now that just took a cheap shot before the bell. And I'm just kind of staggered right now, kind of fumbling around the ring, just trying to find the ropes. Because I got all this news I want to cover. I've got all this analysis, and it's just like, I've got Senator Blumenthal saying that Paul Manafort's sentence was light, and that's a miscarriage of justice. I mean, literally the exact opposite is true. The case against Paul Manafort was already determined by a judge to not need jail time years ago. He was involved in all of these Ukrainian deals with Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta gets absolutely nothing. His name is in no headlines. By the way, the judge that just ruled the Manafort case, I believe it's Jackson, the Obama appointee, said there's no Russian collusion. And it has nothing to do with Russian collusion. But it has everything to do with Russian collusion, doesn't it? Even though there was none. And so we just allow that to happen. Like a gut blow. It's like a low blow. And so you're like, oh, whoa. And then you're trying to catch your breath from the unbelievable miscarriage of justice. And then the Democrats say, oh, it was a miscarriage of justice the other way around. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton walks totally free. Jeffrey Epstein walks totally free. Then you have Elizabeth Warren saying she has no sympathy for those who frauded the colleges. Oh, Elizabeth, you did that. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then, I mean, just so much news. But again, it's just like, I'm just like fumbling, looking for the ropes, like, whoa, what the hell is happening? We just keep getting hit with all these lies and all these this tyranny. So, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines for the remainder of this hour. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. What does President Trump have to do to keep America great? He tweeted that out this morning. That's his new campaign slogan. That's his new hat. What does President Trump have to do to keep America great? Now, I know that there's a litany of things. I just want one. And so we're just going to plow through a ton of calls. I want 60-second responses. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? Arrest Peter Strzok, arrest Andrew McCabe, because they're back in the news today. The Lisa Page transcripts make the Obama Department look exactly like it was, a broken and corrupt machine. Hopefully justice will finally be served, much more to come. That's from President Trump. You're the President of the United States of America. Do something about it. Excuse me. This is what happens with this big news studio. I tend to yell louder. President Trump again. James Comey testified under oath that it was a unanimous decision on crooked Hillary. Lisa Page transcript showed he lied. That's perjury, President Trump. Do something about it. Nice tweets, though. Nice tweets, Mr. President. Really great tweets, Mr. President. By the way, you know, some of us aren't allowed on Twitter, Mr. President, but you say just behave. Your friend Paul Manafort just got 7.5 years in jail. The Democrats do the exact same bullcrap. They get immunity. Your friend Roger Stone is about to get put in jail, too, for literally nothing. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? We're taking your phone calls. I need just a 60-second response. Let's get at it now. We've got Liberty calling in from Oklahoma. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
You know, and I'm just as pissed off and discouraged as you. The number one thing he asked to do and what he promised to do was jail these traitors, these deep state traitors. We all know who they are. And the number two thing is he has to follow through on this censorship and stop it right now. It's got to be made clear to him. I'm so ticked off. You've talked to me before. You know who I am. So I'm so ticked off at this, and I'm a peace-loving American. But this is enough's enough. If not, you know what it's going to turn into, and it won't be pretty. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's like, how many times do I have to get politically spat in my face until I do something? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Thank you for the call, Liberty. I mean, again, this is from John Radcliffe. Lisa Page confirmed to me under oath that the FBI was ordered by the Obama Department of Justice not to consider charging Hillary Clinton for gross negligence in the handling of classified information. I mean, hello, Earth to President Trump, Earth to anyone. Is there anyone alive in the United States government? Let's go to Dustin in Alabama. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I believe if he legalizes marijuana, that he will absolutely get 2020.
But hold on a second, though, Dustin. Just Trump winning 2020 does not keep America great.
That is true. But I do think that if he were to finally crack down on all of the deep state people, that I really do think that he needs to crack down on them, you know?
Boy, I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call, Dustin. I'll tell you what. Q better be real, or we're so screwed. I mean, folks, we're done. Like, the country's done. Do you get it? They will arrest and put anyone in jail that they want. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? Go ahead, Daryl.
Trump needs to not forget where he came from, and there's two things. One thing, he's a scrapper. And then the second thing is he needs to do what he does best. He needs to rely on regular people that he can bring in to Washington to fight for him. The first thing about being a scrapper, he needs to go for their power. They wield all their power in the media. That's on social media, but it's also on television. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what he can do through the FCC or through, you know, going.
Well, that's actually a good question, Daryl. And we're going to break here. We're going to continue to take your calls. Here's the thing. Obviously, the president can't do anything about the censorship or let's say Facebook and Twitter. I mean, they're allowed to censor. It's part of their free speech. But you're telling me if you don't launch an investigation into those companies, you're not going to find something, folks? I mean, can you imagine if you sent a Mueller-type probe after Zuckerberg or Dorsey? I mean, give me a break. See, but that's the thing. Republicans and conservatives aren't a bunch of corrupt dicks that just want to ruin people's lives for their politics. Excuse my French, but it's true. That's all these people are. Robert Mueller, Adam Schiff. I mean, at least they're a bunch of jerks. I mean, who knows what really goes on with these people? But that's the problem. And so, yeah. We just sit here and just take it. But I guarantee you, if we launch an investigation, I mean, Facebook and Google and Twitter, mainly Facebook and Google, they've been fined out the wazoo. They've already had record fines in Europe. Do an investigation into those companies. That's how you stop the censorship. Stop whatever's going on there.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This country is totally out of control, and it's only getting worse. We're spiraling into tyranny, total lack of freedom and choice. And, you know, we thought we elected the president to do something about it. No, I was trying to explain to people last week how they're about, really it was 3 weeks ago, and then it happened last week, and then it's still happening, how they're pushing this forced vaccination thing, this mandatory vaccination thing hard. I mean, it's every damn day in mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. Forced vaccinations is what it's all about. It's all about tyranny. It's all about control. It's all about you not having the choice. It's all about the state being your daddy, the state being your mommy. Oh, my gosh. You know, look, I have a bit of the primal urges still in me. And so, like, when I absorb this and I know what it all means, I really want to start. I just need to go back to your calls. It's just unbelievable. I mean, if we don't start standing up for America, it's gone. It's done. You'll be forced to vaccinate. The state will take your kid. The state will abort it. They'll say, oh, it's legal. And nobody seems to care, and we thought we elected the president to do something about it. I mean, I hope Q is real, folks, or you can kiss this country goodbye. So, what does the president have to do to keep America great? We are asking you today. Oh, yeah, there's a story. I couldn't even get to it because I'm just so enraged. This is from NBC News today. Amazon removes books promoting autism cures and vaccine misinformation. Are you seeing it yet? Are you seeing it yet? Let's go to Chris in Minnesota. What does the president do? What does the president need to do to keep America great? Chris, go ahead.
Owen, thank you. You've really nailed a couple of things today. Unfortunately, we're sitting here hoping that Q is real or else all hope is lost.
We're done, man. We're done. The swamp wins. It's over.
Well, it's like I've told so many people over the last 2 years from the day Trump was elected. Either he's with those scum that have been he's with them, or else he's a miracle man sent from God. And you hear about the deception's massive, the multi-pronged attack on American citizens and our spirits for years is to demoralize us, and everything else is supernatural. But it would take a supernatural guy or somebody sent, blessed by God to...
Well, either way, thank you for the call. We're doing 60 seconds. But, I mean, look, either way, good or bad, Trump was sent by God. So, I mean, he was either sent by God to be the final nail of tyranny, of deception, that we all thought was going to be the hero. Or again, Q is real. But, I mean, look, it's like the same thing. All of these college people... They're all a bunch of liberal Democrats. I mean, every damn one of them, man. They're all Clinton donors. Literally. And it's just... But there's hope, I guess, because... I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just like hope porn. Elite college cheating scandal arrests just the tip of the iceberg, according to Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz. Is he saying that because he knows that more is about to be exposed? Or is he saying that because he knows how corrupt it really is? Here's what needs to be done. See, I'm a man of action. If I was the president, who's a man of Twitter, I'd shut down every state-run university next semester. I'd shut down the entire Ivy League. I would take all of their endowment funds. I would relieve the student loan debt, and I'd launch an investigation into these state-run universities, which have been caught cheating, rigging, faking classes, lying for athletes, letting athletes die. I mean, literally. Yeah, shut them all down, launch an investigation, take their endowment money. Yeah, go ahead, steal their endowment money. They steal from people all day long. Oh, what happened? Oh, I don't know. What happened is they decided they were going to start all these new student loan programs, so now everybody can go to college because that's what you need. And then guess what the universities did? They jacked up their enrollment costs and their tuitions. Double, triple, quadruple. It's all a big racket. It's all a big game. So I don't know if Dershowitz is saying, hey, more's coming, be patient, or yeah, the whole system is effed. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? David in New York, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Owen. This is what he needs to do, to follow up on the 2 points you guys just mentioned. First of all, the God factor. We need to make it a fair playing field on with the Christian Judeo culture that we were rooted in versus the Muslims that are coming in here with their propaganda, their free speech, shaming us, shouting us down. President Trump needs to break out one of them golden pens and sign, unfortunately, another executive order saying no more toleration against any speech that comes against the Christian thought or even the Muslim. Put us in a fair fighting ring. I'll take the Muslim on verbally. I'll take their ideology on. I know where they come from. I know their history. I'll argue with them in a polite but yet firm manner. But take our freedom of speech away, Omen, and we lost. We're done. He needs to sign that executive order and fine, shut down, like you just said, shut down any operations and jail them taking our free speech. Jail them turkeys.
I believe if a fair investigation was launched into Twitter and Facebook and Google, you don't need to jail them for whatever censorship. I bet you there's crimes in there. I mean, you know there is. I mean, look at what they did to Roger Stone. You don't think they can find dirt on Zuckerberg and Dorsey? I mean, give me a break. They'll set up entrapment crimes if they have to. Now, I'm not calling for that, but look, thanks for the call, David. Look, I'm not in some war with Muslims. Okay, we're the ones that got told radical Islam wants to kill us all. They were responsible for the biggest terror attack in this country's history. So what am I supposed to believe? But it's like, I had somebody send me a video, and again, it's like, is it a problem, is it not? We're not even having the intellectual debate. Muslims are starting to take over our political system. They just did a care ceremony. Somebody just sent it to me. They're like, yeah, well, 6 years ago, we had, 10 Muslims run for office and overall raised $6 million. This last election, we had 270 Muslims running for office. We got over 100 of them in. We raised tens of millions of dollars. So, I mean, this is a trend, folks. And again, okay, we're told radical Islam is responsible for the biggest terror attack in this country's history. Never forget, right? Hashtag never forget. Well, are we forgetting? Or what the hell's going on here? Jeff, in Canada. I normally wouldn't be taking calls from Canada, but you snuck in, Jeff. What does Trump need to do to keep America great?
Oh, and there's a great biblical analogy here of David and Goliath. What Trump needs to do, in light of the scenario, what happened, where there's two armies facing off and there's a giant that's been mocking and mocking for days, he gets the word of the Lord, goes out, and he cuts the giant's head off. That's what Trump needs to do politically, is cut the giant's head off. Everybody else turns tail and run, and that sparks and motivates.
Yeah, but Jeff, that means someone has to go to jail.
I know.
Clinton needs to go to jail. Obama needs to go to jail. Comey needs to go to jail. Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, Stroke. We have the list.
Took out the champion, and when the champion's taken out, everybody else is filled with fear on the other side. He needs to go after the top brass and pancake.
Do they look like they're filled with fear, Jeff? They just put Manafort for 7.5. They're trying to get Stone. Epstein walks free. Podesta walks free. Clinton walks free. Comey walks free. Do they seem like they're in fear?
They're not in fear because Trump's not taking off the head. He needs to take off the head leadership that is doing the mocking. And there's no hope. If he doesn't do that, he's done.
Here's another thing, too, to go back to the last caller. Thanks, Jeff. Because you have to understand that the enemy of the United States of America, the enemy of humanity, will do anything to try to destroy freedom and the free market in the West, and including introducing Islam into the West. And so that's what they're doing. That's really what it's about. It's about introducing Islam into the West, starting all this infighting, starting all this, having the whole Jew versus Muslim now in the West, too, so we'll have to deal with that. It's all about destroying freedom and free markets in the West. That's what it's all about. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-Islam. I'm pro-freedom in the West. I'm anti-destroy freedom in the West. And that's what they're doing on every front.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Seeking them now. We're taking your calls. What must President Trump do to keep America great? I'm giving you 60 seconds. Let's go to David in Florida. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, David.
Thank you so much, Owen. I just wanted to mention Founding Father John Jay and how brilliant he actually was. He was the, if I recall correctly, the first Chief Justice of the New York Supreme Court while he served as president pre-Constitution. For Trump to make America great, he can condense the intelligence agencies because there's way too many of them. They infight. They suck off the country's money.
They lie us into war.
They lie us into war. They do tons of stuff. So you basically make one intelligence agency, and instead of firing all the good people that work there, you go back to John Jay. He was originally head of the New York Committee to detect and defeat conspiracies. The founding fathers knew that conspiracies were the main threat to this country. Set a department like that, go after it, actually put them in jail.
Well, and he has at least members of Congress that are willing to go with him in this fight, but I think that the Justice Department is where he's lacking in soldiers, if you will. Thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Ed in Maryland. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
Hey, Owen, great to talk to you again, brother. Build the wall, deport them all. I, just like a lot of you, I was disgusted by the CPAC speech. If our disease is that we're hemorrhaging jobs, then we don't need to be importing people here. We don't need them, I'm sorry to say.
Well, look,
we can figure something out for the ones who are still here, but this H-1B or whatever the heck they're called, visas, we don't need them. All I see here in Maryland, I see we're importing a bunch of people to work at hotels and to do landscaping and construction.
Well, illegal immigration is the problem here, and it's more than 20 million people are here illegally. They suck off our system. They corrupt our system. And it's so bad, they won't even allow you to put on a 2020 census, are you a citizen or not? I mean, what the hell is that? So, I actually am in agreement with you. I'd shut immigration down for 5 to 10 years until you can figure this out. Because it is a real problem when you have all these non-citizens here, and it's just totally jacked the system up entirely. I mean, so even to some extent, I understand amnesty deals and HB1 visas and all of this stuff, but we're not even, like, trying to solve the problem. You've got 20 million people here illegally. They continue to cross the border illegally every day, and we're just kind of, like, spinning our heads, like, oh, what are we doing? It's happening. I mean, look at these stories I got here today. I mean, I could do stacks of these every day. Man accused of sexual assault is illegal immigrant. I mean, these stories literally happen every day. But how about this? Yuma Sector Border Patrol apprehends nearly 750 illegal aliens over the weekend. In one weekend, at one stop, 750. Rio Grande Valley Sector apprehends nearly 7,000 illegal aliens in one week. Support for Donald Trump dwindles among ICE officers. Yeah, because it keeps getting worse. The illegal immigration issue keeps getting worse under the president that said he would stop it. So, yeah, if you come across the border illegally, we're sorry. We're sorry you're sick. We're sorry your country sucks. We're sorry you're pregnant. We're sorry you got two kids. We're sorry some Mexican raped him on the way up here. It's not our problem! Chris in Georgia, what does the president need to do to keep America great?
What do all these people have in common? They're all satanic. They're all part of the Church of Satan. They need to declare it a terrorist organization. Let them stop terrorizing us, killing babies. What happened to Trump telling Alex, I'll never let you down? And look what he's doing now. He's letting America down. He's letting free speech down. I mean, that's the core of our values right there.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I thought you made a great point earlier, though, about him saying, just be good, and look at him during the campaign trail. You know, how did that work for him?
Yeah, exactly. Remember, they told you, President Trump, just be good. Just toe the line, President Trump. We won't be so mean to you. Maybe we'll let you win the nomination. And he didn't do it, and he won. Exactly. Thank you for the call, Chris. And, you know, I got other people sending me messages. President Trump needs to go after Big Pharma at a really root level, go after the vaccine makers. Billions of dollars of settled cases from vaccine damage. Go after the eugenics program. Go after the population control. Blow that up. That'll wake some people up. All right, let's go to Charlie in New York. What must President Trump do to keep America great?
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking me. I'm just as angry and frustrated as you. I'll try and cram this in as fast as I can in 60 seconds. It's against the money. The first thing you've got to do is get rid of George Soros, throw him out of the country. Without the money, people are going to lose their funding for battle. The second thing you've got to do is toss out the UN. Set them up in Germany or get rid of them. They're nothing for us. The third thing he's got to do is round up all the obvious criminals from the Obama administration. We all know who they are. We know all the crimes. We've got all the evidence. Put them in the military tribunal. Gitmo is open. The next thing he's got to do is go ahead and build that wall and keep all these sick people from coming up here. That's why we need the vaccines right now, is because all these medieval diseases are coming back into the United States. But if you cut off the money, that is the head of the giant. Without the funding, the Democrats have got no money to put up the opposition, and they have no money to fund these radical groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and everybody else who's making our life miserable. Day to day, I see all these things happening. And the problem with the universities did not start at the universities. During the Obama administration, it started in the lower school, Common Core.
There's hundreds, but hold on, Charlie. First of all, great call. Thank you for the call. Deport Soros, military tribunals for the criminals, build the wall. But on the college issue, I mean, yeah, the liberalization, the socialism that they are trying to, the communism that they're trying to teach in schools, I mean, yeah, that's one thing. You go look at the endowment funds in the Ivy League schools, I mean, it's unbelievable. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. Shut them all down, put the endowment funds towards the student loan debt crisis, so you can relieve some of that, that this scandal, this big college racket stole for the future of this country. Because think about it. What are you going to do? You get out of college, got $100,000 worth of debt, or it would be in 20 years when every other kid has autism because of the vaccines. I mean, that's what they want. And then it's just game over because no, there are no men, there are no women, there are no anything. And post-birth abortion is real. I mean, that's where it's all going. Yeah, there's all your endowment funds right there. Shut them all down. Take the endowment money. Relieve the student loan debt. Do an investigation. I just wonder if there's anyone in this country that's willing to do it anymore. I mean, it's just pathetic. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. What does President Trump need to do to keep America great? Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, hey, Owen. I've been listening to you guys for about the last year and a half or so. But what he needs to do is get cut to the chase. Just take these people and, you know, the ones that committed treason and have them put to death. Pure, plain, and simple. He's got mountain loads of evidence from here to hell and back. Why isn't he doing anything about it? I don't get it.
The only theory, again, and I'm not a Q believer per se. It intrigues me. I mean, I'm not into hope porn, but if you are of that belief, and this is a legitimate thing. I'm not saying this because Q said. I'm saying it's legitimate to say, well, the country's not ready. You want to avoid civil unrest. Now, I don't think it matters. I don't think there's a group of Clinton supporters or Obama supporters. I mean, there's definitely not a group of Comey supporters, McCabe supporters, Brennan supporters that are take to the street. I mean, maybe Obama supporters take to the street if he gets arrested. But other than that, I don't see these people doing jack crap. But I understand where you could say, okay, at a philosophical level, the timing has to be right. The rollout has to be right. We don't want to incite more violence, and we don't want to incite a civil war. But justice be done, may the heavens fall. If we don't take these people out of power, if we don't put these people in jail, it won't even matter. I mean, Trump, he's basically working alone, it feels like. So it's like, I mean, so do everything alone. Thanks for the call, Mike. All right. We're going to take your calls for one more segment on the other side of this break. Then Caitlin Bennett is going to join me. You won't believe what happened to her. She went to a mall. She was stalked. A woman was following her around, taking pictures. And then Caitlin Bennett got kicked out of the mall for being stalked and harassed. Don't you just love America these days, where the radical left will kick you out of a bar, beat you up if you wear a Trump hat? Oh, it's so loving and tolerant.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.